No soul can be incarnated without a bubble, either by choosing a defect or by past lives, karma. They will have a bubble, and they will be placed into the suitable world for them to continue to survive in the physical domain. Because life after life, the soul has been encased. And while being encased, they must have the mind and the body and the emotion, the psychological ability, all kinds of things that are mixed into a formed human existence. Because of all that, they also interact with the other humans around them, and because of the interaction, it will create conflict, love, attachment, cooperation, etc. And for that, the karma will be born more and more. So there will be more entanglement into this kind of system. Even if the Buddha already has been Buddha many lifetimes before, since time immemorial even, if he's born again into this world, they have to also have a bubble like that. Otherwise you can't be here, yeah? It's either created for them, or they have chosen it in order to come here for their purpose, like the delivery of other ignorant beings, or create new Buddhas by their own power and their own grace under the supreme, utmost powerful God Almighty, or the Trinity combined, meaning God Almighty, the Son of God, and another Son of God, two, equally created by God. And the two of them will have more creation due to their power from God and have more and more worlds or help more and more created beings in different planets, different worlds. Because of that, Shakyamuni Buddha was born into the royal family, and then he needed to have many, many concubines and even 500 concubines. But that's the way they say in ancient India, meaning a lot, a lot, a lot. It's not exactly like it has to be 500. Or sometimes they say 2,000. That's even many, many more in number that you cannot imagine. For the ordinary people, nobody would have like 2,000 people in their house or in their environment, like the Buddha had 2,000 monks. It's not exactly like 2,000. It could be more, it could be less. But meaning a great number in the ancient calculation or expression or description. So the Buddha did not really have any desire. The Buddha would not have had any desire for 500 women to be his wives, his concubines, and not desire to marry his then princess, his then wife. He wouldn't desire to have a son called Rahula. But it's just arranged that way. Everyone who comes to this world must be tested. They put traps, tricks, examinations around your life, in front of your life, inside your life, to see whether or not you can escape. You can detach yourself from all the temptations. Gradually, finally, or immediately. It depends on how many disciples that master or that Buddha has. So they calculate all that karma and put so much trouble in the life of that Buddha because of the karma of the people that he will save. Somebody has to pay their karmas. All humans have karmas. And now, after he accepted that, then he had his life laid out in front of him before he was even born. So the Buddha had to know all that before he was born. He had to accept all that in order to save how many people, what kind of people, and where and when, etc. When the Buddha's clan was horribly oppressed, wounded, injured, insulted in the worst possible way, Buddha could not use his power to solve that, because that was their karma. They have done something in their past lives or in their lifetimes, beginning with insulting one of the kings of the neighbors, insulting him because he was born to a servant mother. They have arranged a servant to go marry the next door king instead of the real princess that he had proposed to. And so all the consorts in that country knew about it. Thus, when the king came to visit his mother's land, they all insulted him. They say, "You are just a servant's boy, you are nothing, don't act so arrogantly or mightily or highly," and such things like that. So the king was very angry, and afterward he went and destroyed the whole clan in the most brutal way you could imagine. Now, any Buddhas who come into this world are not for political conflict or making peace or stopping the war by their own magical power or anything like that. Their mission solely is just to come and rescue any souls who are ready to go home and ask for it. And even then, their lives have had such cruel fates. You read about many of the masters' lives, and you know they have been most cruelly treated. The latest one you saw was our Lord Jesus. He had done nothing wrong. He preached only righteousness, and he preached only the kingdom of God. He didn't even care about the kingdom on earth, even though people praise him and give him the title of King of the Jews. That wasn't Lord Jesus' intention at all. He cared less than nothing for this world. And he even said, "Let the dead bury the dead," meaning he knew the limit of how many people he could rescue. And the rest, even though they are walking, talking, they are dead. That doesn't mean just physically. If you don't know God, if your soul has been wrapped in impenetrable walls of karmic burden and of ignorance and of cursed destiny, then you are dead already. Your soul is like imprisoned and not free, and it continues like that forever until you really long to go home, long to know God again, and long to see a master who rescues you. In a world buried like that under tremendous heavy karma for each and every being on this planet, imagine how any master would or could make peace for them. Even Sakyamuni Buddha, the world-honored one, known and respected and loved by all heaven and earth, still could not free his own clan from this murderous karma. Also, they could have avoided it if they had kept their mouths quiet and were more benevolent and loving and kind to that child who became a mighty king. They could have just welcomed him and showered him with love and respect as his destiny had led him to become king of a country. But no, they teased him, they insulted him to no end until he could not bear it anymore. So in the old times, people say, you think seven times before you speak. There's also a saying to warn you that your words could be like an arrow. Don't just shoot anywhere at random. Now, in such a war like ours, it's very difficult to make peace because there will be different karma from different contents of the bubbles. That's why it takes so long if any peace wants to manifest. Last time, the peace in Europe was wrapped up quickly because I could go all over Europe every 2 days in one country. And people say, it was dangerous for me to have done that. No, no, at that time it wasn't dangerous yet because I wasn't famous all over. And I wasn't kind of fiercely interfering with war and saying things straightforwardly, offending leaders. But now it's different. I could not bear it. I should not have done that. I should not have interfered in war, even with wars, for my speech. But I just could not bear it, seeing people suffer, having to run away from their homes and dying on the road or anywhere outside of their homeland, outside of the place that they love and have lived in all their lives and their generations' lives, losing everything. I could not bear it. I really just, like, spit it out without my brain controlling it beforehand. And so it earns me a lot of trouble. Also with drug people and all that.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.